Welcome to the Digital Story Show, new tools for the creative mind. The Digital Story Show takes you inside with tips for the creative pursuit of photography, music, video, hardware, software, techniques, and hacks. You'll soon find yourself thinking less about buttons and menus and more about expressing the artist inside us all. Now the Digital Story Show with Derek Story.
October 3rd, 2006, the Digital Story Show with Derek Story. Today's topic, Aputure versus Lightroom Revisited. A while back, many podcasts ago, when Lightroom was first announced by Adobe, I did a podcast that sort of discussed what its strengths looked like that were going to be and compared them to Aputure, which was already out. Now, the Aputure product is produced by Apple, and it is for Apple hardware only. And the Adobe Lightroom product is made for both Mac and Windows computers. Now, since I did that podcast a while back, and it was quite a while back, a lot has changed in both camps. And I thought, well, it would be a good time to revisit both of those applications and see what's going on with them. And talk a little bit about what's happening in the world of photo workflow for us photographers and what it all means. Now, before I actually get into that discussion about the two applications specifically, I have a couple things I want to say first. And one is, yes, there are lots of other applications out there and lots of other workflows out there that are very viable and that are very good for photographers. I mean, we have the traditional Photoshop / Bridge workflow for managing your pictures and editing them. We have other applications that are fabulous, such as Capture One. LightZone produces a very nice application. Things like PhotoMechanic, you know, these are all good software and they're all very notable. The reason why I focus right now on Lightroom and Aputure is because I think that each of these projects has a lot of energy and momentum and a lot of thinking behind them and maybe a little bit more muscle. Well, I mean, look at the size of Apple, look at the size of Adobe, look at the resources that they have to put behind their projects, and you can see why. And plus, you know, they're competing with each other. I mean, they're really aware of what the other's doing, and they're trying to, you know, produce a product, you know, in their own view that is superior to the other. Now, what that means for us as photographers is that we do have, and we're going to continue to have really great tools to work with after we capture our images. And at the end of the day, even though I really admire a lot of the other ways that I have to work with my pictures, at the end of the day, my imagination is really captured by these two flagship products right now in the digital photography field. And that's, of course, Lightroom and Aputure. Now, along those lines, things get even more interesting because people have wondered out loud, often with me in the room, well, how can you be an advocate? How can you be a fan of both of these products at the same time? I mean, don't you have to choose? And the short answer to that is, no, I don't have to choose. And the reason being, because where I'm coming from this as a photographer, as a technology fan, as someone who really likes using all of these tools, and someone who likes to help other people use these tools that best fit their particular situation. And I think that's a very important part of the equation. We all know that as photographers, none of us are the same. I mean, this is such an obvious statement, I don't need to say it, yet sometimes I feel like I need to say it. And the perfect example of that is when we go out shooting together, let's say three or four photographers go out and want to tackle a landscape or something, we all can be standing right there in very similar proximity to one another, and come away with very different shots. We think differently, we work differently, and in the end, we produce images that are unique to our own vision and our own abilities, and in some part, unique to the tools that we have to work with. So when I talk about Lightroom and when I talk about Aperture, I can see the advantages that each has. And really, my job as an evangelist for digital photography as a whole is to, best articulate those different advantages to help you, as you're trying to figure out what the heck am I going to use next, find the product that's best for you. And for some of you, I have to say, in the end, it's going to be more than one product. It might not be, just one solution for everything that you do. So all of that being said, I'd like to really talk about these two specific applications today, because I have to tell you, both of them are great. And both of them just had new releases. At Photokina, Apple announced Aperture 1.5, which is its latest release of this application, which by the time you hear this podcast, those of you that already have Aperture will be able to download it through software update. And almost the same day, just a few hours earlier, Adobe announced the Beta 4 program for Lightroom, Beta 4 for both Windows and Mac computers. So a lot happened in Germany. I wasn't there. I had other commitments. But boy, did I follow the news closely, probably just like a lot of you did. So today I'm going to start with Lightroom. The reason why I'm going to start with Lightroom is because they actually got their announcement out a few hours before Apple did. So what the heck, we'll just kind of go with the linear flow of things. But Beta 4 of Lightroom, and I'm only using it on a Mac. I haven't had a chance to use it on Windows yet, although I'm hearing pretty good things from my photographer friends who do use Windows about Beta 4. And especially compared to the previous version they had to work with, a lot has changed. But Beta 4 is really starting to feel like an application to me. Lightroom is kind of divided into these different modules. You have the library module, and you have the develop module, and you have a slideshow module and a web module and a print module. And you sort of do different tasks in each of these modules, and you can bounce back and forth between them so that if you're getting ready to print something and, you do a soft preview of it and you go, I'd like just a little bit more contrast, then you can bounce back to the develop module, make a few changes to it, and then go back to print and output it. And in fact, I just went through this process the other day. I was printing out some nice big shots of from Iceland, and I was working in Lightroom to do that. And right before I hit that final print button, because I had 13 by 19 inch paper loaded up in the printer, so I want to make sure that it's my best effort before I actually put the Epson to work, I would go back and make a few final adjustments before seeing how it turned out on paper. So Lightroom has these different modules, and They're all coming along nicely, although I think the develop module is still the one that continues to amaze me. Getting to work in the develop module, which is where you do your actual image processing, is really a joy. There are new tools in there. Fill Light is one of my favorites. But as you sit down and really start to get in to the application and really start to work with this module, you'll find that adjusting your images is really, really a joy. And I can do things in terms of managing color and contrast and exposure that I never felt like I had as much control in Photoshop working with my images as I do in Lightroom. I just feel more in charge, and I really like that feeling. It's sort of like if I say that I want a little, I might not even be able to articulate it while I'm working, but if I go, I'm close to the image that I want, I just feel like I need a little bit more this or that, I feel like I can do that in Lightroom very easily, and it's very responsive to my needs, and it seems like there's more of a direct connection between my vision and what actually appears on the screen. And this is, I would definitely put this as a strength for the application. I'm also getting really good results in Lightroom out of the print module. My printing has gone very well. You know, I, first of all, as always, I make sure that my monitor is calibrated so that I really, you know, so I'm working with real colors and exposures and so forth. And I'm working a lot on a MacBook Pro, which is the Intel version of the Apple laptop. And one thing I will say for those of you that are working with MacBook Pros, and I'm working on the 17-inch, a hint that I got is don't have your monitor at full brightness. We found that if you drop it down about three notches on the brightness scale, then you'll get a much better approximation of what will come out of the printer. So as you're making your final adjustments for print, I recommend that you pull back your monitor brightness about three or so notches. But the print module itself is very simple, is very easy to use. Keep in mind that if you have printer profiles, ICC profiles, make sure that you call those out while you're working in the print module. Give Lightroom every opportunity to give you an accurate print. But the module itself, to me, doesn't feel nearly as complicated as when I've gone through print with Preview in Photoshop, where I just felt like I had to kind of fiddle around with more things to get the same look and feel. So the print module, I give also extremely high marks in Lightroom. The slideshow and the web modules both are, I think, a little bit behind still the print and develop modules, but are gaining ground, and I've been able to put together pretty good slideshows in the slideshow module. I would still like a little bit more flexibility in terms of timing of images and music. You know, I'd like to be able to have more control over music. It'd be wonderful to be able to add more than one audio track. But, you know, I realize that when you're developing an application, you have a lot of things on your plate, and you have to work off a priority list. So some of these things will probably come a little bit later. And then in the library itself, which is, you know, the module that you use for organizing your shots, rating them, adding metadata, putting them into collections, which are, you know, like specific albums, and all of that, the library module is strong. Still doesn't resonate with me quite as much as the develop and print modules. I do like it, but I still feel like I'm kind of getting a feel for it. And I'm probably not using it to its fullest potential yet. And so I'm going to put the caveat on the library module that I want to do a little bit more work there and see if I can get that very natural sort of feeling with it that I have sometimes working in other applications while I'm sorting my photos. Now, one of the things that I think is missing from the develop module is a tool to allow me to take out spots, mainly from sensor dust or, you know, just minor imperfections in the shot. And I know this is a request that Adobe has received repeatedly from photographers, and I've been told that it's pretty high on their list. And so that I would imagine that when we get the final release of Lightroom, and remember, it is, you know, still in beta, that we will probably have some sort of spotting tool to work with. And to me, that would be a really big plus, because right now, the way that it works, if I have to do spotting, I have to actually go outside the Lightroom application to do that. And quite honestly, I like working in Lightroom so much that I don't want to wander outside the application any more than I actually have to. Now I want to hop over to Aperture for a second, and then we'll do a little comparing after that. But the new release of Aputure, the 1.5 release, brings to the application something that people have criticized Apple about in the past, which is now you can reference files outside of the application and work with them in Aputure. Prior to 1.5, Aputure advocated and forced you to have a managed library, which means when you uploaded your photos to work in Aputure, they were actually contained within a master Aputure library that was on your hard drive. Now, you could export, you know, original images out, and you had all sorts of flexibility around that. But if you wanted your images to live somewhere outside of the Aputure library, you couldn't work on them in Aputure. And a lot of people knocked Aputure about that, including the Lightroom folks who had referenced files built into Lightroom from the get-go. So Aputure now has referenced files in addition to the managed library. Lightroom also has both approaches, managed library and reference files. And so the two are on pretty much equal footing in this area right now. And what that means to you, of course, is that you can either have all of your images contained within these libraries, these respective libraries, or if you have some sort of organizational system in place already on external hard drives or on your main hard drive, you can use either application and leave those images exactly where they are. So this is a pretty big deal. Aputure's also brought about, I think, some pretty good integration with the other Apple applications in the iLife suite and so forth. So I think now Aputure becomes, you know, part of your overall, if you're using Apple applications already especially, part of an overall publishing workflow and not just isolated to the photography part of it. You can manage your images, you can rate them, you can do some image editing and so on forth in Aputure. But then when you're in other applications, you can see those images and you have access to them. And I think that's pretty handy. Another nice little touch that they did is that now in 1.5, you can actually drag an image right out of Aputure onto your desktop and it will appear there as a JPEG. And so you don't have to go through exporting process and all that sort of stuff. And I think that's pretty nifty and handy. Sometimes we just want to pull an image out and send it to somebody or, you know, just do something kind of a one-off with it and not, you know, really want to have to go through the whole exporting process. We just want to grab it and go. They've also made some nice improvements in sharpening and in color management. And overall, I think the application is just maturing quite well. Now, as I look at Aputure, I will say that it has its strengths too compared to Lightroom in particular. One is that I still think that the process of sorting photos and rating them is more fun in Aputure. I think it's a little bit more dynamic, a little bit more creative. And I enjoy doing photo rating a lot in Aputure. And I think it's really one of the strengths of the application still. The heads-up display that you use for actual image editing in Aputure is also quite good, and it's coming along. It's getting better with every release. Right now, though, I don't think it compares to the develop module in Lightroom. The develop module definitely gets the thumbs up. I think it's more fun to actually image process in Lightroom than it is in Aputure. And so, you know, right away you can start to see how these two applications are defining themselves a little bit differently. Aputure, really good at taking really big shoots and organizing them quickly, rating them, doing all that sort of stuff. Lightroom, really good at once you find an image that you want to work a little bit, really good at giving you the tools to get the most out of that picture without having to leave the application itself. In terms of performance, you're going to need a good computer to run either of these applications. That's just the way that it is. Again, I'm using a MacBook Pro with 2 gigabytes of RAM and I need all of that horsepower. In fact, I even upgraded the hard drive when I bought the machine to have the faster 7,200 RPM hard drive in it instead of the 5,400 RPM hard drive, because I know Aputure does read the drive a fair amount, and so does Lightroom. Lightroom in the early days was quite speedy on computers and didn't require as much horsepower, but now as it matures and now as it's attempting to do more, it has pretty hefty requirements also. And so really, to run either one of these applications, you need a strong computer, and you have to factor that in, you know, to your decision making, which is, if you're really going to do serious work in either of these environments, if you don't already have a new computer, you're probably going to have to get one. And when you do get one, make sure that you put lots of RAM in it, and make sure that you have as fast a hard drive as you can get your hands on, because, you know, in the end, I think you'll just be more happy, and it will save you time. And if you're doing this for a living, of course, time is money. So I think in the area of performance, both applications are very demanding, and I don't really give a particular nod to either one there. One advantage that I think Aputure has at the moment, and it probably will be a temporary advantage, but it is an advantage right now, which is the key wording and the rating and all that metadata work that you do in Aputure. Chances are you won't have to redo it. You know, Aputure is going to continue to build upon the system that it has now, and you're pretty safe in knowing that you'll never have to go back and re-keyword those images, as long as you work with Aputure. On the Lightroom side, one of the things that's a very important message to get out to all of you that are working with Lightroom right now is that it's beta, and they're still developing this application. And they will make the decisions. The engineers will make the decisions that they have to make to put the best product out the door, probably sometime in early 2007. So at the moment, I wouldn't spend a whole lot of time adding metadata to your images if you're testing Lightroom, and a whole lot of time rating them and so forth. Obviously, you'll need to do some in order to, you know, just, you know, work and be able to find the shots that you want quickly. But I would wait until the final release of Lightroom before I did a serious, you know, keywording effort with the images that are in there. Now, one of the things I was thinking about around this is that this is a great time, regardless of which application you're going to use, to really figure out what your keywording strategy is going to be. And you might want to, you know, actually just sort of map it out and say, you know, here are my primary keywords, and then, you know, just kind of work down from there. Here are the secondary ones, and so on and so forth, so that you can keyword consistently when it is time to get serious about keywording. So, but for the moment, if you're working in Lightroom and Lightroom is your primary photo management tool, just remember that the metadata work that you do now may or may not work with the final release of the application. You know, I talked quite a bit about printing out of Lightroom, and I really like printing out of Lightroom. And I would say that Aputure is doing a pretty good job on the printing side too, although I think that at the moment I'd give the nod on the Lightroom side in terms of ease of use of the printing module. And also, I like the results a little bit better out of Lightroom in terms of the final print and how you know, it's rendered and so forth. It feels to me a little bit more accurate, or the workflow from what I see on the screen to what actually comes out of the printer has there's more consistency there for me with Lightroom than there is with Aputure. That being said, I still do a lot of printing out of Aputure, and in a lot of instances, most instances, in fact, you know, is absolutely fine and works great. But I think it's an area that maybe, you know, the Aputure should continue to work on and continue to refine to get the best output possible. And I'm looking forward to testing 1.5 to see if there are any of the under the hood changes in print output, so that the results are top drawer, like pretty much what I'm getting out of Lightroom right now. I actually like the web module in Aperture quite a bit, and even though there aren't a whole lot of options in terms of templates and so forth, it works real well, and it looks really good, and it performs real well once you actually publish the website. So I'm really enjoying the web module in Aperture a lot. And the slideshow module, I have to tell you that the slideshow module for neither of the applications really lights me up that much. They're both serviceable, but the real slideshow module that I like is in iPhoto 6, and I think it's really terrific. And sometimes I've been known to dump a bunch of JPEGs into iPhoto 6 and build a slideshow. And of course, the other thing that I want to mention, a little bit of a digression, but I really like Photomagico by Boink Software. And if I want a top drawer slideshow, then I will export out of Lightroom, or I'll export out of Aperture or iPhoto, and build my slideshow in Photomagico, because for that function, it's absolutely the best. So where does that leave us now with both of these major applications and trying to make a decision about what to test or work with or even purchase? For sorting a lot of pictures and for working with high volume, Aperture is very strong, and I would consider that a check mark in its category. I think also if you work a lot with other Apple applications, Aperture integrates quite well. Plus, the look and feel of Aperture feels very familiar. It's got that pro app look and feel. It's very elegant. It's a beautiful application, quite frankly. And it has a lot of flexibility, a lot of versatility. For instance, you don't have to bounce around in modules with it. You can be anywhere. You can be working on the light table, which Lightroom doesn't have. And if you want to make an image a little brighter, you don't have to pop into some other module. You just pull up the heads-up display by hitting the H key, and you can make the adjustment right there and move on. So I think in terms of that sort of functionality, Aperture is really a good choice right now. Now, for those of you that really enjoy working an image in terms of how it looks, your volume might not be quite as high, but what you do shoot, you take a lot of pride in, and really like manipulating those images or getting the most out of them, I think would be a better way to say it. And if you're that kind of shooter, then the develop and the print modules in Lightroom are really tough to beat. And I don't want to say it's a quality over quantity thing. And I'm really isolating my discussion right now to actually image editing itself. But the image editing in Lightroom is fabulous, as is the output to print. And if that falls more into your workflow, fewer images but really work them, and you really like making beautiful prints, I think Lightroom has the edge there. And it's going to continue to change, as is Aperture. But I hope this gives you a little bit of a feel for where the applications are right now. The other thing too, that you can still test Lightroom for free, regardless of which platform you're on. You can download it and you can work with it. And you're not able to do that with Aperture. You actually have to go out and spend $299 to buy it. Now, we don't know what the price is going to be of Lightroom when it comes out, and we'll just all have to wait and see on that. But it's a serious application, so it's going to have, they're not going to give it away. It's going to have a real price tag on it. But for the time being, I think you can go out and test it. Me personally, I have to tell you, I'm using both of the applications. Again, as I said at the top of the show, these are my two favorites. I really like them both. I do use them in similar ways that I'm discussing here, depending on what I want to focus on with a particular shoot. But at the moment, I would not want either one of them taken away from me. So that's my definitive position. Just a couple other things, and then I'll wrap up because I'm running a little bit long today, but I do want to cover a little virtual camera club business. It's a new month, and so that means we have a new photo assignment. And the photo assignment for October is Reflection. Reflection is our photo assignment, and there's all sorts of things that you can do with that. The gallery, probably as you listen to this podcast, isn't quite up for the September winners because I've been on the road, but I will have it up as soon as possible. And I have to tell you that the September photo assignment looks fabulous. You're going to love the gallery. And so keep an eye out on the digital story for when that's up, because you're going to want to see these shots. But at the same time, start getting ready, start working on your assignment for October, which is Reflection. Keep those grab shots coming. I want to give a shout out to Boink Software. They're supporting the site just as feverishly as ever. I just had a conversation with them the other day, and they really enjoy being a part of the digital story, and we really enjoy having them be a part of the digital story. And I mentioned Photo Magico when I was talking about the slideshow modules on both Aperture and Lightroom. And I tell you, if you really want to make a good slideshow, use Photo Magico. And it's coming into a beautiful time of year in many parts for us. So make sure you go out there, take some shots. And I hope this information about Lightroom and Aperture has been helpful. And believe me, the story is going to keep evolving, and I'm going to keep following it. All right, go out there, get some shots. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye now.
Your questions and comments, email them to questions@thedigitalstory.com. For show notes, web blogs, and informative articles, visit www.thedigitalstory.com. We'll see you next time on The Digital Story.